saying nothing, lying where the sun is, baking down upon our sides.
Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show, a dad's point of view. You can email me questions at bruce@brucesalen.com, and you can follow me at Twitter at Bruce Salen. We have three special guests, two of which are with me right now. Hopefully the third will join us. They are the moms of Boy Scouts. And first on deck is Luann Dietz, who is an assistant scoutmaster of Dan Beard Council in Waynesville, Ohio, and is a member of the Order of the Arrow, mother of an Eagle Scout, and a Life Scout. Also with us is Ellen Samick. I hope I pronounced it right, Ellen. You could correct me. Of Valley View, Texas, who is a mother of an Eagle Scout, wife of an Eagle Scout, and a former Scoutmaster, and the mother of eight children. Count them, eight. Welcome to the show, Luann and Ellen.
Thank you.
Ellen, did I pronounce your name correctly?
Yes, you did.
I always hate it when people mispronounce my name. They often do. They do Salen or Salan, and so I want to get it right. So tell me, please, what are the moms of Boy Scouts?
Go ahead, Liam.
Well, we are just a group of moms who have been involved in the scouting program. I myself have been involved with it as a leader for over 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And we see the value that the Boy Scout program gives to our sons. They're teaching them how to be responsible and respectable young adults. We're trying to train them to be good husbands, good fathers, and good leaders in the future.
You mean you actually care about boys?
Yes, we actually do.
I thought that all we cared about in our society these days was the girls.
Well, I have two girls as well.
I'm being facetious, but we know how it seems everything is girls, 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 and the schools are, you know, very feminist-centric, or let's put it this way, left-leaning into that world. And I know that there's a political point of view you also have, which is really what I'm trying to lead you towards.
And I agree. The schools are teaching our children some interesting stuff. And
to put it kindly,
Within the Boy Scouts, we are trying to teach them important life skills and important values. And the concept of bringing a political agenda and a sexual agenda into the Boy Scout organization is just not where we think the organization should go.
Okay, so please elaborate, especially for those listeners who have been living in a cave and are unaware of the controversy that's been going on for years now.
Okay. The current leadership in the Boy Scouts is looking to change the Boy Scout membership policy to allow open and avowed homosexual membership. In the past, the Boy Scouts have had their membership policy is essentially you cannot be an openly avowed homosexual and be in the leadership positions and have membership in Boy Scouts. And currently they're looking to change that such that the national policy would be that the Boy Scouts would allow open, active homosexuals membership in the Boy Scout organization.
So is part of your group's goal to fight that change?
We think that changing the policy, yes. We believe that they should keep the policy the way it has been for many, many years.
Oh, it's like over 100 years, isn't it?
Yes, 103. They have, about 10 years ago, the Boy Scouts won a Supreme Court case that said that we have the right as a private organization to set our own membership standards.
What is, I am totally aboard, and I agree with you completely. I think it is no different than the Girl Scouts deciding to allow male scout leaders. I doubt that they do. I don't know if they actually do. But not that the average or homosexual that might want to be a Boy Scout or the average heterosexual male that might want to lead Girl Scouts would necessarily or likely do anything inappropriate, but why put that temptation in their hands. And for that matter, why change something that has worked so darn beautifully for literally a century? So I agree with you. What I hate is the politicization of all this, the left-wing groups castigating the Boy Scouts, who have largely done such amazing and wonderful things for our boys. I mean, to become an Eagle Scout is not easy. Why don't you talk about that? I mean, and the life skills they learn are the practical life skills that aren't being taught in schools. How to build a fire. I mean, maybe it sounds silly, but how to survive outdoors. How to pitch a tent. I mean, these things, not to mention all the volunteer and charitable activities that the Boy Scouts are involved in, teaching the value of giving back, starting at an early age. This is a beautiful thing. So it makes me crazy that they're trying to withdraw tax credits and funding because of a political agenda. It's a private organization. Leave them alone.
And we agree.
Ellen, you're talking too much. I want to hear from you.
Yeah, the fact, my friends would laugh at that. The fact that it is a private organization, and as a private organization, we have the right to assemble with those that we choose to assemble. It's in our Constitution. And the thing that seems to get lost in all the arguments is it's about the Boy Scouts being able to say, here is our membership requirements because we are the Boy Scouts. And this is what we adhere to. These are our core values. If you don't agree with those values, that is your right. Go do your own thing. Start your own thing. That is fine. You don't have to change this organization to meet your agenda when you have the right to have your own organization. Boy Scouts has values that have been set for 100 years. Let us continue to adhere to those values and raise our children in that environment.
So why is the leadership capitulating? I can't believe the leadership agrees with the pressure.
I don't know.
Is it really just that they're doing all this boycott tax nonsense that is potentially going to eliminate, you know, places that the Boy Scouts can congregate at no charge and things like that, that they're trying to do to pressure the Boy Scouts to adhere to their agenda rather than allow them to continue their own private agenda that is, you know, free for anyone to join or not join, as you well put?
You know, I think it's like water dripping on a rock. Eventually, the water will wear away the rock, and it's just a constant barrage year in, year out. Financially, it's difficult, and I would suspect that that has a lot to do with why they are considering it. What we're about is encouraging them to continue to fight. They've won the right. They've won the affirmation of the right.
In the Supreme Court.
10 years ago.
Right.
We have to continue to stand and say, no, this is our right as a private organization. We have to continue to stand. And we want to encourage other moms of Boy Scouts, dads too, but to stand up and say, it's okay. Whether you agree with the homosexual stand or not is beside the point, really. It's about we have the right to determine our membership.
Well, and the other thing that always gets conflated when the left gets on a cause is they then start accusing you of being homophobic. And nothing could be further from the truth. This is just a choice. This is has nothing to do. It's the same thing with the people that were against military, open gayness in the military. The moment you challenge anything on the left, you're called some kind of name, racist, sexist, homophobic, Islamist, whatever, versus just respectfully disagreeing. You know, I am one of my best friends was gay and sadly died of AIDS. I have nothing against anybody and their choice of lifestyle. It's just, it should be my right to be part of an organization that chooses certain standards that I believe in. Create your own Boy Scouts. That's a gay Boy Scouts. I mean, don't call it Boy Scouts, but that's what you've said earlier. So it really just ticks me off. And I support you. Tell my listeners how they can help. And I know you have a Facebook page, so please give us the contact information. We still have some time, but I want to make sure we get that out. Ellen or Luann. Don't rush at it.
It's called Moms of Boy Scouts. So you can just do a search for Moms of Boy Scouts and it'll come up. We have over 1,000 likes in the last handful of days. I mean, it's been up like less than a week. and there's over 1,000 likes on the page already. So, and they are across the country and around the world. And so it's obvious that we are not the only ones that are standing for this. So, yes, definitely get involved. Talk to your local councils and encourage them to stand up. And just hold the values that Boy Scouts has held for 100 years.
Yes, I think it's
those core values.
It's extortion. What they're trying to do is in essence, intimidation and extortion. It's not. It's more intimidation than extortion. But, you know, I have a tweet chat called Dad Chat, and I will bring this up, but I invite both of you to come. It's every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time and 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time. Great forum of parents. A lot of moms participate. So it would be a good place to bring this up, possibly even have one or both or all three of you. We don't have Karen with us, who was the third mom that was supposed to be here to possibly talk about this. And just talk about maybe less about the politics and more just about the value of the Boy Scouts. It's like, for instance, getting off the politics for a moment, what do you have to do to become an Eagle Scout? It's not easy. Give us a little overview. How about you, Luann?
My son just completed his Eagle Scout last year, and you have to go out into the community and find a nonprofit organization that needs some sort of physical labor. You need to build something, install something that is going to last for, you know, decades. And he worked at a local camp for kids, and he removed an old fire ring and built a permanent stone fire ring for them. And it took over 100 hours.
And he had to raise the money and get the supplies?
Yes.
Right.
So that, they did help with that, the supplies and stuff, but he did have to participate in fundraising. And the biggest part with the Eagle Project is it's not so much what you do, but it's the skills that you gain in the process of learning how to lead other boys and adults, because we encourage them to have people who volunteer to help them. Some are adults and some are younger children, and they get the benefit of figuring out how to keep the adults from taking over because they're in charge. They are the leader.
Right.
So they have to respectfully rein the adults in to keep them from just doing it for them. And then they have to corral the younger kids, the younger boys, who are more interested in running off and playing and having a good time.
It's literally, they're right in the middle, and they have to do it in both directions. It's such valuable life skills.
Yes.
Not to mention, you know, in Judaism, we have a saying called tikkun olam, which means to repair the world. What you're teaching them, and what the Boy Scouts do in general, is teaching the boys not only to be self-reliant, but to help fix the world. And that particular project you described, that is a requirement for Eagle Scout, is exactly what you want your children, boys or girls, to learn to do. The value of giving back, the value of repairing the world. Wow. We're out of time. It's been a joy having you both on. Please pass on to Karen that I miss her, and maybe she can join us for another segment some other time. And again, I invite you to come to Dad Chat. You could email me at bruceandbrucesalad.com. Send me the link to the Facebook page, and I'll make sure to publicize it and you. And as I said, the show is going to be on my website, and you can download and listen to it. Again, any parting words, Luann or Ellen, before we cut to commercial?
Thank you so much for having us on. We greatly appreciate it.
Well, you're doing good work, and you're supporting your kids wonderfully, and it was indeed a great pleasure to have the both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will
Thank
be
you.
Back with Spiritual Rap and Pastor Drew Sams after these messages.
Weighed 235 pounds, but I saw that giant of a man brought down to his knees by love. He was the kind of man that would gamble on luck, look you in the eye and never back up. But I saw him a-crying like a little whip pup because of love.